Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Debbie Osborne. She is the event manager for Wine Road. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Happy to have you in studio with us. Normally, we do this on the phone,
so
it's nice to see you in person.
Yes, it is. No background noise.
There you go. So we want to talk about something that just went on sale. This is the annual Wine and Food Affair. When is it happening?
It is happening November 2nd and 3rd, and that is a Saturday and Sunday of this year. It's 11 to 4 p.m. daily, and it is actually our 21st annual.
21 years. Oh, that's so incredible. It's an interesting time of year right now because, you know, we're still in August. We're saying goodbye to the summer, and it's a little bittersweet, but of course, fall is so much fun in wine country.
It is, and beautiful.
Gorgeous. And Wine and Food Affair really capitalizes on how much fun it is and the spirit, really, of fall in wine country. Tell us what the event is all about.
So basically, for the event itself, it is a wine and food tasting event, or food pairing event, if you will. And each of the wineries actually come up with a recipe that they are going to provide and pair along with one of their wines for you. So with your ticket purchase, what you'll get is you're going to get to taste the food and the wine pairing, plus additional wines that they will be pouring. We do require them to do a minimum of 3 wines at each one, but you'll get probably a little bit more at each location as well. The recipes are also posted on our website, so you'll actually be able to go online and see what the recipe is, what's in the recipe if you want to make it at home. So, you know, when you get back after the event, if you're thinking, wow, I really wanted to go back to those miso tacos that I did, I tasted, and buy the wine and make the food, you actually have the access to do that.
I love that. And I love that it's online. This was a transition. It used to be a cookbook, right?
It was, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we did print a cookbook a couple years ago. We have transitioned into doing it online because right now, I mean, in reality, we've kind of evolved from using books. We're now looking up everything online. I mean, I know I do it. I do have cookbooks at home, but anytime that I'm going to be looking up a recipe, I actually look online or I look on Pinterest, or I like looking at pictures of things and then making that food.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I totally get it. Or you're looking at a series of recipes to sort of, you know, pick and choose. Oh, that one looks a little bit more like the ingredients I have on hand, or, or, you know, it seems more appealing to me.
Yeah. And the nice part about having it online too, is when you're shopping for the food, you can actually pull up the recipe and figure out what the ingredients are when you're in the store.
Yep, that's convenient too. Hard to lug that cookbook around with you when you go to the grocery store.
Or remember, I do that all the time. I'll forget one ingredient.
Right, exactly. So Wine and Food Affair, November 2nd and 3rd, 2019. How many wineries are involved?
We have 81 wineries this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is. It's a great number. They're spread across, you know, the Alexander Valley, Dry Creek, and Russian River valleys. And actually, we do have, I believe it is 4 new wineries to the lineup this year. One of them is actually a member of ours. They've been for many years, and you're familiar with them. It's Sicacio. But they haven't participated in a couple years, so they're back.
Great.
And they're going to be participating. We also have new to the Wine Road wineries. There's Baldessari Wines, which is in Windsor. I don't know if you've heard of them yet.
I haven't, no.
So they're a new member of ours, and they're the ones who are actually doing the miso salmon tacos.
That sounds so good.
I know. It sounds delicious. That I saw miso immediately. I'm drawn in.
Yeah.
And then we have Coyote Sonoma.
Winery. Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, so that's it's a new addition to the Wilson Artisan Wines.
Great.
So they're going to be a part of it. And then we have a new winery called Walt Baca Wines. And they are in the Dry Creek Valley, right just outside of Healdsburg.
Okay, great. So that's always fun. That's a fun portion of these Wine Road events, is that you really get to discover, not only go to your favorites, but to find somebody new.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of guests who call in and ask for suggestions on what they should do or where they should start or anything like that. And usually I tell them just to pick the one winery they for sure want to see, or the one winery that they're starting off at, and then kind of have a plan back to where you're staying, but also keep it open because there are so many places out there that you may have not heard of, but you have time and you're like, you know what, let's just detour. Mm-hmm. Let's go to this place. I've never been here before. I've always wanted to try it. And you'd be surprised at how many of them come back and say, you know what, I stopped. It was wonderful. I'm now a wine club member. I love that winery.
Oh, that's great. So there's really an opportunity to get to know each of these wineries as you're heading out along the wine road. Are there ones that have participated all 21 years?
You know, I'm sure there are. I don't have a list of it, but okay. I've been with the Wine Road for 6 years now. And a couple of the ones that have done it every year are like, you know, Alexander Valley Vineyards, mm-hmm. Boleto, Acorn. You know, we have them, and Coppola is one of them too. But we also have, you know, wineries that come in that have been longtime Wine Road members but have come back and rejoin.
That's great. So it evolves each year, but it's always fun and super delicious. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that's really nice about wine and food affair is that wine goes great with food, right. But people feel a little bit intimidated about it. Like they don't know what to do. And this gives you so many ideas.
It does. I mean, it gives me ideas. Yeah. I work this event. This mm-hmm. is my job, is to work with the wineries and get the recipes all listed out. So when they come up with these recipes, I would have never thought of.
Right.
I mean, they look delicious and I want to try them. I thought, wow, I would have never put those two things together. But they're wonderful together. They complement each other so well.
Yeah, so much fun. And also different kinds of wines that maybe you wouldn't try, or a varietal that you're not familiar with, but you try it with this pairing, and you're like, oh yeah, I want to have that wine again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, like I said, it's one of those things where you will find new favorites that you didn't even know were out there.
Yeah. We're talking about Wine and Food Affair. This is the 21st annual put on by Wine Road. It's coming up on a Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd, 2019, over 80 wineries, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. And how do you get tickets for this?
So you can get tickets on our website. You go to wineroad.com, and then you go to the Wine and Food Affair link. And right on that page, you'll see a Buy Tickets tab, and it pops right up on our screen.
Okay.
So you can buy tickets either for the weekend or Sunday only.
Oh, great.
And then we also offer designated driver tickets for a friend of yours or a guest of yours who will not be drinking, but will be driving you around.
But so they get to eat the food.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they'll have designated driver drinks. So non-alcoholic drinks that they can have.
Great. That's very nice. So be sure to find that pal who can be your designated driver, and they'll get to enjoy all of the delicious food. Maybe you could switch it up on each day. If you're going on the weekend, one person drives on Saturday, one person drives on Sunday.
It's great. Do a buddy system.
There you go.
It's a wonderful way for everyone to experience
stuff. Exactly. So how much does it cost to attend Wine and Food Affair?
So for the weekend ticket, it's $95 for a person. Sunday only is $75, and the designated driver is $35 a person. There is tax and fees added at checkout, but you know,
those are the base prices. All right, great. Do people come from out of the area to attend Wine and Food Affair?
We have a lot of people who come out of the area. Honestly, the moment that, you know, last year's event ends, we have people who will contact us to find out when this year's event is or the next one is.
Wow.
Because they want to make their plans. They want to get their friends together. They want to get the hotel that they want to stay at. So we do have a lot of people who do come out of the area and a lot of locals.
Fun. I love that. So because you have people coming from out of the area, do you partner or suggest any places to stay?
Absolutely. If you go to our website on there, you will actually see lodging specials. Mm-hmm. So there is a tab for you to go on there and click on lodging specials. And some of the wineries do have specials for the weekend. So absolutely take a look. Some of them have come up with some wonderful things.
Very cool.
And they have packages too. So it'll be the tickets and the stay together.
Oh, that's perfect. So easy then. Mm-hmm. That's wineroad.com. And what about planning out your event? You mentioned that earlier, and I'm a big planner and I love doing that. Do you have any tools to help people plan out?
Absolutely. We have on our website, we've got a interactive map. So what it is basically lists out every winery that's participating, where they're staying at, and then where they're located mm-hmm. at. And then also if they accept groups.
Oh.
Or what their what their recipe is that they're serving for the day.
Mm.
So if you know for sure you're gonna start over at, you know, Acorn Winery, and that's your first stop, you can basically create yourself a personalized itinerary down, and then you can email it to yourself too.
I love that.
So you could either print it or you can email it to yourself and your friends,
right,
to show them what route you're going to be taking.
Oh, I love this. This is so much fun. Okay, so I'm going to have to say the food part is the first part for me.
Right. It, you know.
So for me, it would be called the food and wine affair. Because I love being able to preview what the different wineries are going to be able to make. And if I'm feeling really like desserty, then I'll work it that way. Or if there's certain things that I don't like to eat, then I can make sure, okay, well, they got shellfish. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. But whatever it might be, it's very fun because you have an opportunity really to refine your adventure however you'd like.
Absolutely. Also, on the recipe links, we do list if the recipe is gluten-free or vegetarian. Oh, so I thought that was a good tip to throw out there.
There you go. Exactly. So if you have any requirements, you can work around those as well with Wine and Food Affair. Each year, as Wine Road puts on this event, there's got to be changes or things that you decide to update or add on. What kinds of changes have you made this year?
So this year, actually, this is something that we do basically every year, but this year we're kind of highlighting it a little bit more. We are having the wineries let us know if they're going to be highlighting their chef, a local product that's made. So, like, you know, the Dry Creek peach, the jam.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Or if they're going to be working with a local farm.
Oh,
so we kind of
okay.
we kind of want to bring back the whole thing. You know, what we do normally is we get stuff locally, but we don't really talk about it. So for our guests out there and for everyone else out there, we want to really highlight that this was from Bernier Farms, or, you know, this was the chef that they used, and he works with this restaurant. So we're really kind of bringing it back home, basically.
Yeah.
But another thing that we're doing that's new this year is we're adding on some events.
Ooh, nice.
So,
okay.
So these are events that are in addition to Wine and Food Affair. So they're an extra ticket price. They mm-hmm. aren't during the actual event time. So they're outside of that time. But one of the events is on Friday night, which is the first. Yes.
November.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
<That's> okay.
We are having a winemaker dinner at Belletto.
Oh, nice.
So, and that is, you can get the ticket if you have a Wine and Food Affair ticket.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
So you'd have to have a ticket to Wine and Food Affair in order to get a ticket to this dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an additional cost. We also have a Psalm series event that we're holding on the morning of Saturday the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at Roth Estate.
Oh, nice.
So, and it'll be from 9:30 to 10:45. And actually what it is, they're going to kind of walk you through on how food and wine work together.
Oh, great.
So kind of like a little nice preview before you go out to Wine and Food Affair.
Yeah, a little bit of education so that you're better prepared when you go
Absolutely.
Out to notice the pairings and,
yes.
and figure them out better. I love that.
And they're actually calling it their Roth Estate Master Tasting Class.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And that one looks like it's limited. Only 30 guests can attend.
It is.
That.
It's
okay.
only 30 guests and it's $60 a person.
Ooh, okay. So jump on that one.
Jump,
that sounds
yes,
fun.
Yes, jump on that one. Mm-hmm. And then we are also holding a winemaker breakfast on Sunday. Same time frame. It'll be from 9:30 in the morning to 10:45. So prior to you going out to the event itself, it's going to be held at Kendall Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to hold the breakfast. You'll be able to do, it's a casual Q&A with winemakers from Kendall Jackson, Hook and Ladder, and Sanglier Cellars.
Love it.
So it'll be a nice, and you can just come and you don't have to have questions prepared,
yeah.
but we also have a host who kind of, you know, talks you through it or will ask questions
great.
To get it started. But you have a small breakfast, and that is also limited to 20 guests.
Okay, so that one is very limited, only 20 people, and that one's $20 per
mm-hmm,
person,
mm-hmm.
so very affordable. Great way to start the day.
It's a great way to start the day, and the great way to meet the winemakers. It's
yeah.
really, you know, close and personal. Like, it's just 20 guests and 3 winemakers.
Mm, I love it. So much fun. So if you really want to expand your experience at a Wine and Food Affair, then go online to wineroad.com, get your tickets, and then also add on these fun other weekend experiences, like the Psalm series at Roth Estate. That's on Saturday morning. We've got the winemaker breakfast at KJ. That one's happening on Sunday morning. And then prior to the event on Friday, a wonderful winemaker dinner. How much are the winemaker dinner tickets?
I'm still working the details.
Okay. All right.
That hasn't launched yet.
Oh, Oh, we're getting a preview.
Yes,
I love it.
The other two are on the site, and you can purchase the tickets now for the winemaker dinner. I actually haven't launched that yet, so that'll be coming out soon. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Wow, we're getting the scoop here on Amaturo Sonoma Media Group. I love that. All right. So much fun. Tell me a little bit about these photos. You've got some great photos on the wine and food affair posters and postcards. Who is this?
That is Hank Wetzel from Alexander Valley Vineyards. Mm-hmm. So we actually did a photo shoot this year for the artwork for Wine and Food Affair, and we chose Alexander Valley Vineyards because he has a wonderful garden. I don't know if you know this, but it's a beautiful garden that he has there. And he sells a lot of his produce at like the local farmer markets.
I love it.
They also use it in the food that they prepare for guests as well. So we thought, well, this kind of makes sense to come here to a winery and, you know, one of our longtime supporters to do our photo shoot. And he was a wonderful model. He did a wonderful job. I mean, you could tell just from the pictures that he...
Yeah, it's just really lovely. You know, he's there with this sort of checked shirt and his jeans and out in the wine rows with the produce. And is this potato plants that are growing?
Yes, those are potato plants that are in between the vines. So he does actually grow vegetables.
Wow, that's so cool. I love this. I really love the focus this year. I think that's so great that it's so easy to get caught up in the wine and, you know, blah, 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 wine. But this it also brings that food and the farm and where we get the food from, the chefs who prepare the food, all the special ingredients. You mentioned Dry Creek Peach Farm and their wonderful jams and other preserves and things that they do. They're fantastic. So I think that's great to highlight just basically all of the things that come together with this.
No, absolutely. I mean, we do definitely highlight the wine because the wine is the main focus. Yeah. But the food that they bring to the table and the recipes, the wineries are really putting a lot of thought and effort into getting these recipes paired so nicely with their wines. And they do such a wonderful job. But also the people that they work with to get to that point is just, we really have to bring a lot of appreciation towards them.
Yeah,
they do
a
wonderful job.
Yeah, that's great to put that spotlight there too. So buy your tickets right now. They've just gone on sale. So these special events that we've mentioned, that Debbie mentioned, the two that are available on the website, jump now. Get them right now because they are limited and they will sell out at wineroad.com. And just in general, Wine Road helps market these wineries with various events through the year. For some of our bigger wineries like Kendall Jackson, you know, they can afford to have a billboard year-round.
Right.
But there's lots of smaller wineries that you help. How important is it to these wineries to have Wine Road help them market themselves?
I think it's really important. We basically, the wineries join our association as a member, and we market for the three AVAs. So our job is to bring people coming to the wineries, whether it's in on these big events or if it's on our smaller events. We do have a tasting pass that we also offer, which wineries kind of opt in to participate with, along with smaller events during the year, or we bring press to the area. So we do like to make sure that everybody's covered.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we get to, you know, the big wineries and the small ones too. I mean, they're also different, but also wonderful in their unique way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. And for a smaller winery, I can imagine that you don't have bigger budget to spend, that being able to be a part of an association like Wine Road really makes a difference.
Yes, I hope so.
yeah, for sure. And especially on weekends like this, because as you said, people can join the wine club that weekend. They purchase wines. And especially in things that are coming up later in 2020, when we have barrel tasting weekend and people can invest in futures, which really helps the small winery.
Yes, it does. It helps them a lot. And they love those weekends. Those weekends work out really wonderfully for both the guest and the winery.
All right. So exciting.
Just to tie back, though, I know I'm kind of jumping back to what we were talking about. You had mentioned smaller wineries and certain things. We actually have in our event a couple wineries that have kind of banded together, and they're creating kind of an experience of their own.
Ooh.
So you'll have like a little mini experience among the big wine and food affair experience. One of them is the Left Bank Association, and then they're I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I don't know them.
They're the wineries that are on the left side of the Russian River in Alexander Valley.
Okay.
So There are actually four of them are going to be participating in Wine and Food Affair, and they're all working with Bernier Farms.
Oh, great.
To get produce for their food. And a couple of the dishes include Sonoma Harvest turkey lettuce wraps, Alexander Valley banh mi, chili verde, and hearty Italian beef stew.
Mm.
And then you'll also, if you go to these four wineries, you'll get an exclusive saving pass that's good for extra discounts on the featured wine at all of the four wineries. Four wineries are, just so you guys know, are J. Ricard's, Kelly & Young, Mercury, and Ramazzotti Wines.
I love it.
Yeah, so those are a couple of our smaller wineries that have gotten together, and they've created this wonderful little itinerary of their own within the event itself, which I think is wonderful. I love that idea.
Super creative. I love that.
Yeah, and then the Wilson Artisan Family Wines are actually all doing kind of a similar thing as well. They're calling it Around the World in 8 Wineries. And they're featuring flavors from Portugal, Spain, Italy, Mexico, Lebanon, France, the South Pacific, and the United States. So each of the wineries is taking one of those countries and creating a food.
Oh, that's really cool.
Based on that. Yeah. So it's kind of neat if you really kind of look at what, you know, the program when it comes out and what the wineries are providing. They have come up with some wonderful ideas.
All right. And you get to see these recipes and input them from the different wineries. Are there any that are standing out to you? And you're like, oh my gosh, I must eat that.
Oh, they all do. I mean, I'm crazy for anything with polenta in it personally.
Oh, okay.
But I did pull off a few that kind of caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I already mentioned the miso salmon tacos. That,
yes,
just by itself was exciting to me. Alexander Valley Vineyards is doing a Harry's Favorite Italian Sausage and Beef Lasagna.
Nice.
A lot, if not all, of the ingredients in that lasagna that they're making comes from the property.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to actually add that information in.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Winery is doing pork empanadas with Romesco sauce.
Oh,
I know. I'm getting hungry.
That sounds so good.
Jigger Wines, which is in Forestville, they're doing Girard's Andouille Sausage Paella.
Oh, Girard's Paella is so good. Excellent.
It's so good. And it's one of those things like where you just stand in a long line to get it. It's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
nice.
And then Rushmere Vineyards is doing ahi tuna with truffled soy.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. All right. Well, this is very fun. Wine and Food Affair, the 21st annual, is November 2nd and 3rd. There are some little events, and make sure that you check these out when you go to wineroad.com that are supporting Wine and Food Affair on November 2nd and 3rd. Some are in the morning, some are the Friday before. So be sure to check those out. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, over 80 wineries. You're going to have a great time. Lots of different ticket prices. You could do the whole weekend. You could do just Sunday tickets. You could do designated driver. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. I wish I could be out there with you guys.
<I know. laughs> I'll get you a doggy bag and bring you something back.
I should request that. All the wineries. You all have to bring it to me.
By the way, I need samples. All right. Debbie Osborne is the event manager for Wine Road. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. This was wonderful.
Oh, good. Thanks so much. Wine and Food Affair, November 2nd and 3rd. Get your tickets online now. The tickets just went on sale at wineroad.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.